Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Friday. It is our Feel Good Friday today, so I'm going to give you a little feel good self-care tip to bring you into a good vibe that you can keep all through the weekend. Today, I actually have a yoga pose that I want to leave you with. And I haven't done this before on Yoga Girl Daily, but there's a specific pose that I really want to share today just because it's been absolutely instrumental when it comes to keeping myself grounded and feeling calm throughout these very strange and challenging times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The pose that I want you to take through the weekend, and this is a pose that I want you to come back to as many times as you need, as many times as you can, is Viparita Karani, or legs up the wall pose. So if you are a yoga practitioner, I'm sure you know this pose by heart. If you've never tried it before, I am excited for you to try something that really can help you. This is one of those poses that I find it actually helps to settle our nervous system, and it does so almost immediately. It's a very accessible pose. So even if you have pain somewhere, or if you're feeling very tired, or you have something specific going on in your body, you can still come to this pose. You can do it with or without a yoga mat. You don't need a mat at all. But if you have a mat, bring the short end of the mat all the way up to a wall. If you don't have a wall, you're going to come sitting down with your sit bones grounding to the earth, but the outer hip facing the wall. So feet grounded, sit bones grounding to the earth, and the outer hip, doesn't matter which side, facing the wall. And then as you come lying down, I want you to swing your legs up the wall and then scoot your sit bones as closely as they go towards the actual wall. So you're going to have the back of your head, shoulders, and the entire spine resting on the floor, sit bones and the legs pressing up toward the wall. And as you get there, you can give yourself a little bit of time and space to feel comfortable. Sometimes you want to keep a little bit of a bend in the back of the knees if the back of the legs feel tight today. You can flex your feet or point your toes or just relax your toes as you are. Now, the moment you arrive, so this pose, it's really delicious if you have any sort of pain or sensitivity around your lower back. It also helps to decompress your neck, and it is one of those poses where you can actually fully let go and just relax for a moment. So it's not about reaching for something or looking for a certain stretch or deepening your experience. It's simply by releasing the weight of the body to the floor, but with the legs up the wall in this angle, it's very softening and very calming for your entire system, both your physical body and your nervous system as well. I have made it a habit to, whenever I feel overwhelmed or whenever I find myself stuck in a loop of fear or worry, which happens pretty much once or twice a day at the very least, instead of following that fear loop and kind of going into that little spiral of, oh my God, what's happening with the world? Are we going to be okay? I try to immediately just come sitting to the floor, swing my legs up the wall, and let the back of the head relax on the earth. And I take a few moments just breathing right there. You can stay for a minute, you can stay for five. If it feels really good, you know, stay until you have that intuitive feeling of, okay, it's time for me to make my way back. If you have extreme tightness in the back of your legs, you can also do this on a chair. We call this the 90-90 version, where you bring your sit bones close to the edge of a chair and you let your calves rest on the seat of the chair. So you have a 90 degree there with the shins to knees down to the hips. So another variation, just if you feel a lot of tightness today in the back of the hamstrings or in the back of the legs. But finding this pose just as a way to calm yourself whenever you feel overwhelmed. You can have it be a 2-minute moment of a meditation that you do twice a day, perhaps once in the morning and once before bed. It's helping me a lot. It used to be my favorite pose, and then I kind of lost touch with this pose a little bit. I don't know why. And it's just made its way back into my life right now as a resource that I'm using every single day. And what's fun is this is a pose I can do with my family as well. I find anytime I come to the floor in this way, my daughter wants to do that with me as well. So it's actually a moment of calm connection for all of us. Let me know how this pose is serving you. Hopefully it's helpful. You can also Google legs up the wall pose if you want to see just an image of what it looks like. But letting this podcast episode be your invitation to find restorative shapes for your body, to not just think about movement as something that you have to push through or sweat through, but finding restorative shapes. So moving a little bit more toward what really helps calm both the body and the mind, and then keeping that with you all through the weekend. Thank you so much for listening to Yoga Girl Daily today. Wishing you a beautiful weekend ahead. I'll see you on Monday.